USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. On the brink of a federal government shutdown, the House on Saturday afternoon swiftly approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open as Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped his demands for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic votes for passage to send the bill to the Senate. The new approach would leave behind aid to Ukraine, a White House priority, opposed by a growing number of GOP lawmakers, but the plan would increase federal disaster assistance by $16 billion, meeting President Joe Biden's full request. The package was approved 335-91, with most Republicans and almost all Democrats supporting. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at the age of 90 this week.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
Another 7,000 auto workers walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday as United Auto Workers expanded its strike against Detroit automakers. The move was done to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike has been going on for 2 weeks now. About 25,000 or 17% of the union's members are striking. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. Individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former contractor for the Internal Revenue Service is charged for leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest people. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Court documents state that the organizations published articles based on records, some of which dated back more than 15 years. The outlets were not named. The former contractor faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs starting in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Navy Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. And in a major development, after 27 years, police have arrested a suspect in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said the arrest follows a July search of Davis's residence. Shakur died 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.